What's up, everybody? This is Joshua with another installment of the Final X Legends podcast. This is the Billion Dollars Writer Club. We have our creator standout, Mr. Steve, who comes to us with an amazing tale. Steve, how you doing today?
Good, how are you, Josh?
I'm doing fantastic, you know, enjoying the beautiful weather out here in Florida. You know, so I was looking over your work here, and it states here that you've written a memoir, you know, about some, you know, journeys that you've been through, you know, through recovering from an addiction. Would you like to tell us a little bit about this memoir?
Yeah, it's a collection of misadventures and then my journey into 2 years of recovery.
Okay. And how was that?
Awful, to say the least.
Tell us the awful parts. Tell us the good parts, you know. Tell us everything.
Well, it started for me on 9/11 because I'm in New York, Staten Island, and the kid who sat behind me always offered me a Vicodin, which is like opiates on training wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I didn't take it before that day was because I went to a strict Catholic high school. So I knew the dean of discipline, if he seen me walking around loopy, he'd slug me in the gut. But on 9/11, we didn't have smartphones. There was no internet connection. We had no idea what was going on, but they were calling 20 names at a clip. Like your and after they named the names, they said, your parents are here to come get you. Mm-hmm. And then the teacher would try and talk, and then the loudspeaker would go again with another 20 names. So I turned to the guy. I'm like, okay, we're not learning anything. Give me a couple of those. And then it kind of just snowballed from there. I mean, I consider myself, my opinion may be biased, but I think I'm a pretty smart guy. I had pretty good grades before then, and then academics just kind of took a backseat to that. And it got to the point where I was so messed up that I was rendered unemployable. I always worked in restaurants, like a busboy, a server. So I knew the restaurant business in and out. And by the time I was so messed up, stuff that I was unemployable, what I would do was I figured out if I dressed up like a maitre d', right, with like a shirt, tie, I could walk up to tables and restaurants paying their bill in cash, and they would just think I worked there, and I would just say to them, "That was everything tonight, folks. Good, do you need any change?" They say, "Oh, no, it's all yours." And it literally was all mine because I'd walk out with it. And I did this for 7 days a week, you know, every day for 6 months. It was my job. And they tried to catch me. They put like news stories on. They dubbed me the restaurant bandit. And I became more of a mystery to them than D.B. Cooper because they never caught me.
That's crazy.
And luckily for me, I could tell the tale now because I checked with a cop buddy of mine. The statute of limitations is over. Like, they missed their window.
Hey, I mean, they missed their window. You know, it's crazy. I've actually never met somebody I've met people who have been, you know, through their own struggles and whatnot, but I've never met someone who was on some, like, you know, what's the word I want to look for? Like, you know, it takes a certain level of confidence and con to be able to just, you know, suit and tie it up and just walk in there and be very charming and look that part and be able to walk out confidently and just be like, boom, I'm out, you know.
Well, that's
do I condone that behavior? No, but I definitely do understand where you were at that time in your life and you did what you had to do. I do understand survival instincts, and it was theft, but you didn't go out of your way to hurt somebody. At the end of the day, you know. Yeah, I mean, they were, but the company, you know, everybody else lost in that situation. But you did what you had to do, and I completely understand that. And, you know, that's very intriguing. Real quick, though, I want to touch back on the whole situation about the 9/11, because I actually brought up 9/11 this morning when I was talking with my best friend. And, you know, I was in Florida. You know, I mean, everybody remembers where they were when that event happened. I was in seventh grade. I was in school. You know, it was the morning news announcement that was on, and everybody was watching that. You know, it was very silent, eerie, you know, like maybe a little bit of mumble or whatnot. But I couldn't imagine what it must have been like there in New York with everything going down. And, you know, a part of me, as soon as you, you know, spoke about, you know, the Vicodin and everything, there's a natural human part of me that wants to shun you and be like, oh, like I wouldn't have done that. I shut that part of me down real quick and got to understanding just how terrifying it must have been. Oh, like what grade were you in when everything was going down?
I was a sophomore, but when I took the Vicodin, I had no idea what was going on yet because The teacher wasn't telling us.
But you still must have been, you could sense it. You, exactly. You, like, come on, like, there.
But nobody could have imagined what really was going on.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, I mean.
I had no idea.
Well, it does suck that you were in that environment to where, you know, that happened. But who you are now, like, you've recovered, you bounced back, you got a book now, you know, how are your relationships with you know, family members and friends? Like, did those get damaged, you know, when you were going through your addiction phase? And have you been able to recover those, or have they always been pretty solid?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it definitely caused strain on family relations, friendship relations, but everything's gravy now. I mean, after 2 years, people have a tendency to be very forgiving.
Yes, they do.
Especially if they see that you're doing the right thing and that you're making the effort.
I love you for saying that. I'm really glad that you said that, and that the fans and the listeners could hear that. That is very important, and it's a part of what this podcast is and what Final X Legends represents and why we do these creator standouts. Yes, human beings have the innate behavior to forgive one another, like you said, especially when they see that genuine good effort. And I'm glad that you were, you know, protected and blessed to be able to, you know, recover from that, get through that, and have the strength and resolve to be able to, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, or, you know, whatever the phrase it is that you want to use. And you got through it and you redeemed yourself and you earned that. And I'm proud of you, straight up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So can you now, so this book is a total memoir. So there is absolutely no fiction in it, correct?
Oh, no. In fact, my editor, she was like asking me like what my influences were. And she mentioned James Frey. I don't know if you heard about that guy. He wrote a Million Little Pieces or something.
No, I'm actually about to pull it up on my phone right now so I can make sure to cue that and read it.
Yeah, he was a best. Nah, don't read it. He was a bestseller in 03, but it turned out he was a complete fraud.
Oh, Lord.
What? Yeah.
Oh, he wrote something like, oh, this is based on a true story in my life or whatever, and turned out to be fake.
Yeah, and my editor mentioned like, oh, did you like that one? I'm like, I hate that guy. She's like, I like to hear that you said that. It was kind of like she was like testing to make sure that I wasn't. Yeah,
I like that. Yeah, it's good to work with a smart editor.
Yeah,
that's some good stuff.
Definitely
right there. Yeah. For all you editors out there listening, you know, that's a good ploy to test out the people that you that are bringing you manuscripts and whatnot. You know, give them a little test, a little quiz, and see how they do. So, real quick though, Steve, we're going to take a small break, and then we're going to get right back into this. Okay.
All right, sounds good.
So, all right, everybody, we are back with Mr. Steve. Steve, real quick, how do you say your last name? Is that Saichi?
Saki.
Steve
Don't
Saki.
Don't worry, everybody butchers it.
Oh, I mean, because I'm so used to pronouncing things on you know, typical old American English style and a little bit of, you know, it looked kind of Japanese to me. it looked like Sriracha a little bit. Like when I see that name, when I see the wording, the letters, it looks like Sriracha. I mean, there's no R or anything in there. I'm just an idiot.
It's Italian. It's Saki.
Saki. I like it. I can hear your accent, and this, you know, it's that mafia accent. I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, real quick, I wanted to ask you, is there any advice that you wish that you would have known, you know, before any of this? Is there any advice that you would like to give, you know, the listeners, the people out here who are getting into making music, who are writing, who are publishing, who are out there daydreaming about doing something creative with their life, or, you know, getting into whatever it is their passion is? What advice would you like to give everyone out here?
The best advice I could give as far as creativity is concerned is to read The War of Art. Mm. Not The Art of War. The War of Art. I forget the author's name, but it's a quick read. And by the time I read it, I had already like had like my first draft and I was kind of struggling with it. And then at first it just felt like I was just chiseling at it with like like a little hammer, right? Mm-hmm. And then when I read that book, it turned into a sledgehammer. It just really put into perspective how the creative process really works and how you have to approach it.
I just pulled it up while I was listening to you, and I love that you were fascinated when you end that. You know, it didn't get necessarily through the first time, but, you know, the second time it got through. And that's something else that's important is, you know, sometimes to truly absorb information, you need to take it in a second or third time. It says here that this book is written by Stephen Pressfield. And I'll go ahead and put this in the description as well, since that is, you know, something that you have advised everyone on. That's a beautiful piece of advice, and I respect you highly for your advice, not only being something that'll help people get through their creativity and through their creative writer blocks, but it also promotes another creative illustrator's writer's works. And I really respect that, you know. Even though this is your time to highlight yourself, you've taken the time to go ahead and give us not only a good read from you, but from someone else. You have my utmost respect.
Well, I, without that, I wouldn't have been able to finish writing mine. So
I know that feeling. I got a book like that. It's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's by Stephen Covey. He actually wrote the book during the year of my birth, which is 1989, or published it in that year. Which I find very, very coincidental, because the number 7 is very important to me. And I was born in July, the 7th month, you know, and there's 7 correlates to me a lot. And then the fact that this book is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And there's a secondary book called The 8th Habit, which I still have yet to read, but I will. That will get read this year, probably in the next month. And I've had that book, and then I've lent it to people that didn't give. Oh, can't stand when I lend a book. You should know I ain't going to lend books no more. I just give them because they don't ever come back. But aside from that, can you tell us where we can find you online, you know, your social media handles, you know, the name of your book, where we can find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble? Where can we find you so that way you're not too far away?
It'll be a bit available on BarnesandNoble.com soon, but right now it's strictly on Amazon.com. The name of the book is Savage, A Journey Through the Opioid Epidemic by Stephen J. Sacki, S-A-C-C-H-I. And my Instagram handle is Uncle Sacki, S-A-C-C-H-I. And in order to promote the book, I'm putting out all kinds of funny content, getting back into stand-up comedy because I used to do it years ago.
Amen.
So definitely follow me because there'll be more funny stuff to come.
You got a YouTube channel?
Not yet, but I'm setting all that up. I'm kind of computer illiterate, so I'm learning as I go.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, one thing about me, I have a lot of contacts that I could put you in, but I will also make the time whenever you would like to sit down. There are a lot of, I'm very tech savvy, and I'm able to figure things out very quickly. I have a YouTube channel myself that I'm slowly growing. I've recently gotten into growing it, and I know little tips and tricks to help you get situated. Everything from getting, you know, a good banner, good logo, thumbnails and stuff like that. You know, the things that really, you know, set you in motion. I will personally take out the time to help you with that whenever you're ready. Okay.
I appreciate it.
No problem. Like the point of this is to connect and to grow with everyone. And, you know, that's a, you know, something I have, like I've told other interviewees, if there's something that you can take from this, like, that's what the purpose is, you know, for you to come out here and give something to everyone. Hey, you got this product, you got some advice, you got some knowledge, you got some good energy. Give that to me, so I can funnel that to everyone else. And in turn, I will give you exactly what you need to go off and be successful. That's the purpose. Okay.
That's one thing I love about writing this book is because I've never experienced the kindness of strangers as much as I have now. Like people just willing to just like, let me come talk about it and stuff. Like I'm not used to that, you know?
Well, get used to it.
We usually mean to each other.
Well, that's changing.
You know what I mean?
That's changing. We are kind beings of energy that are just here in these mortal vessels that allow us to experience things that we can't unless we're in these forms. That's all.
So, I hear that. Amen.
That's actually going to wrap this up for today, guys. This has been Mr. Steve Sacki, who has an amazing memoir for all of us to read. I'm definitely going to take a read at it. I feel connected with it. We all can connect with, you know, an origin story that starts off, you know, with 9/11. And I personally want to know what you did to recover from everything, because that's an amazing journey. And I know that there's a being out there named Angel who I want to put in touch with this book. Angel is a being that's overcome addiction. And I'm going to put him directly in touch with you because he is who I trust the most. I go to him for everything. I talk to Angel more than I talk to a lot of other, you know, beings in this plane of existence. So I'm going to put him in touch with you.
That's crazy that you said that, because when I was almost done with the book, mm-hmm. I was kind of struggling with a little doubt. Like, is anyone even going to care about this? And I came across a guy named Angel who was struggling to get sober. He was messed up. And he said the most powerful thing you could do in this world is share your story with others.
Amen. That's and exactly
I
was just like, it.
All right, I'm going to take this as a sign that I may be on the right path here.
You are on the right path. You are on the right path, and you shall continue to be on the right path. That's already been written. It's already in stone. So, brother, like, I really appreciate you being on here. It's been my honor to host you. Truly, thank you for coming on and sharing with us.
No. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's what we do. You know, if you ever need anything, you know how to get in touch with me. I got your links. Please make sure to share them with me, because guys, I'm going to be leaving all of his links I'm going to make sure all of his links are in the description for you guys. So that's going to conclude our show for today. This has been another installment of the Final X Legends podcast. This has been another great billion-dollar writer that we are speaking with right here, Mr. Steve Sackey. I love you all. Take care. Stay blessed. And I will talk to you guys soon. Take care. Bye.